Canterbury Tales. April with his showers hath pierced the drought of March with sweetness to the very root, and flooded every vein with liquid power that of its strength engendereth the flower. When Zephyr also with his fragrant breath hath urged to life in every holt and heath new tender shoots of green, and the young sun his full half course within the ram hath run, and little birds are making melody that sleep the whole night through with open eye, for in their hearts doth nature stir them so. Then people long on pilgrimage to go, and palmers to be seeking foreign strands, to distant shrines renowned in sundry lands, and then from every English countryside, especially to Canterbury they ride, there to the holy sainted martyr kneeling, that in their sickness sent them help and healing. Now in that season it befell one day, in Southwark, at the tabard as I lay, ready upon my pilgrimage to start, toward Canterbury, reverent of heart, there came at night into that hostelry, full 29 in a company, people of all kinds that had chanced to fall in fellowship, and they were pilgrims all, riding to Canterbury. The stables there were ample, and the chambers large and fair, and well was all supplied us of the best. And by the time...